This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Charles Atkinson joins us. He's a soybean producer from Great Bend and serves as the Kansas representative on the American Soybean Association Board of Directors. And Charles, as we turn the calendar to 2019, that means we're not far away from the upcoming Commodity Classic being held in Orlando.
No, we're not. And we're really looking forward to this classic. It's actually going to be February 28th through March 2nd. And I want to encourage all of our producers, it doesn't matter what crop you raise, the classic, you'll be certainly to raise your expectations on your farm.
And there's also an early bird deadline, but it's coming up real quick.
Yes, it is. That early bird deadline is coming up here January 10th. And just want to remind everybody that, you know, if you're a member of an association, it's only $190 and your spouse can come for $145. And when you look at the lineup that we have on education and the farm show that's taking place there, or the trade show, and the fact that you get to meet a lot of people and get to discuss what they're doing on their farm. It's just unbelievable the amount of knowledge that you can bring back that'll help you with your farm as well. And now we got the farm bill passed. We've still got some big issues that we got to deal with as far as trade and reestablishing some old friends and opening some new markets. I know here in the soybean industry, we're still working on getting the biodiesel legislation passed so we can get those dollars back into our producers' pockets. Farm bill was number one to get passed. Now we've got to focus on the other things that we're working toward.
But the importance of that is to go up and talk with people like yourself who are on the board of directors or whichever state they're from, that soybean producer can make this voice known.
Yes, exactly, because we'll be setting our policy. All of the commodities will be setting their policies up there at the Classic. And, you know, if you don't have a direct line, someone you can speak with, you can definitely speak to any of the directors that are up there. And also call your state directors and let them know some of your thoughts. And we'll definitely take that up to the Classic and get our policies established for the next year.
The early registration deadline, once again, is January 10th. And they can go to the Commodity Classics website to get more information?
That is correct. You can line up and take a look at you can get registered. You can see what educational sessions are going to be there. They do have some off-site tours that take place. And they got some discounted tickets. And there's a whole lot of things a guy can do. So it's not only just a chance to get away, but it's a chance to get away and visit with some people that are in the same industry that you are.
That's CommodityClassic.com is the website. That is Charles Atkinson, a producer from Great Bend, serves as the Kansas representative on the American Soybean Association Board of Directors, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at KansasSoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.